أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بلى من كسب سيئة وحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى explained that about the Jews who claimed that they will be only for a little while in the fire of Jahannam and then they will be set free. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, why not? Where do you think it will be like that? From where are you making this claim that you will be only for a little while in the fire of Jahannam, whereas in the time now of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was absolutely necessary to bring Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accept the deen of Islam. Salvation, najat is only now in accepting Islam and following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The previous religions, they had changed them also, and even if they had not changed them, they were all cancelled by the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, there was no other way but to bring Iman, and today salvation for any person is only that he believes in Iman, in Islam, and believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and the final Nabi. So Allah Ta'ala says that where is your claim? There can be no claim like that. Bala man kasaba sayyatan. Kyun nahi jisne kamaya guna, wahatat bi khati'atuhu, aur ghir liya usko uske gunah ne. That person who has committed sin, earned sin, that is, he has committed sins, and his sins have encompassed him, and his sins have surrounded him from all sides. With regard to that, ulama have written, this is only the condition of a non-believer, that he has gotten, because without Iman, no matter what good a person does, and many non-believers do good actions of charity, etc., looking after animals, etc., they do those good deeds, but without Iman, there is no good deed. It does not register at all. There must be first Iman. So those people who only got sins, all sides, you see, they are only sins, and that is the condition of a non-believer, or the condition of a murtad. May Allah protect us all from that, or in any way that a person loses his Iman. If Iman is gone, then there is only sin in that person's life, because all his good is not registered, no matter, may Allah protect us. But if we have to lose our Iman, we carry on making namaz, keeping roza, doing everything. But if there's no Iman, nothing of that registers. And then all the sins only are there. So this is that the condition of that person. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali says that a person who has been surrounded by guna, who is drowning in guna, is that person who commits guna and is never sorrowful about it, never repentant, he never feels guilty about it. And that also can only be the condition of a non-believer. A person who hasn't got Iman, he commits gunas all the time and he doesn't feel guilty about it at all. In fact, he's laughing, he's partying, he's enjoying himself all the time. So that is why when the gunas have surrounded a person, Allah says, it is for such people, فَوْلَائِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. So wahi hai dozakh ke rehne wale. So it is these people who will remain in Jahannam, hum fiha khalidun, wo usme hamesha rahenge, and they will remain forever in the fire of Jahannam. They will never be released from the fire of Jahannam. So this ayat, where it speaks of the sins of a person, actually it is explaining the importance of Iman. That a person must be very concerned about his Iman. Iman, even without any other good deed. Iman itself is a very great good deed. The greatest of good deeds is Iman. La ilaha illallah. The Allah has made it so simple, and this is the greatest and the mother and king of all good deeds. And once a person has Iman, whatever good deeds he does, it adds on all the time. It is like a person with Iman believes in the one Allah. And now all his good deeds and our good deeds are very weak. They are like zero really. But you got one and you add one zero is 10. And you add another zero is 100. And another zero is 1,000. As you add those good deeds, as weak as we are, but the value is just increasing because of that one Iman on Allah. And if you haven't got Iman on Allah, you are zero. Now you do all your good deeds, and very good deeds also you do, but they are all zero, and all 1,000 zeros equals to zero. So the one Iman on Allah is the most important. And then even no matter how weak our deeds are, and we just keep on adding them, the value increases all the time. So Iman is the most important, otherwise a person will be just drowning in sins, and Jahannam is really for those people who don't have that Iman. We have Iman, we must be very careful, na'uzubillah, that we don't become murtad. We give up our Iman. And also that we don't lose our Iman in a subtle way, and we're not even aware that my Iman is gone. That is a very, very dangerous thing, and we have to be very careful. Otherwise, it will be this condition that a person will be zero, and Jahannam, Allah says, is for those people who will come and they only got sins all the time, and these are those people who don't have Iman, and they will be forever in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us, our progeny, and in these trying times, which is a real test for Iman, may Allah protect our Iman.